On the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, and going inside, they did not find the body of Jesus. Before that Sunday morning, the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea had been an ordinary sepulchre, at least for a rich man of that time in the Mideast. It was a shallow cave, carved in a rock face, with niches in the walls and rock slabs there to receive the bodies. But that morning, the sun shone on a tomb suddenly unlike any other anywhere. That grave in the garden was extraordinary, for it held the body of God's one and only Son, and because it could not hold him for long. That grave was remarkable because of what wasn't there that first Easter, the body of Jesus, and because of what was there. His burial wrappings, still wound and laden with spices, cocoon-like witness to the remarkable word of the extraordinary angel messengers who appeared in that tomb and said, "He is not here. He has risen."